When I let the first side nearly get all the way through, almost stopped me right in the middle of a sentence. But Brother Mac did have some real fine things to say about your daddy, and I told you in the letter what he'd said about Clyde. I thought that was real interesting. There's not much news around here. Big Mama's doing fine, and Mother and Daddy are too. And Daddy's working awfully hard downtown as well as on the island, so he's either when he gets home, it's usually late, and he's usually pretty tired. I hope I can get them to say some things on this tape. I hope I have room for them, but I didn't even have room last time. But I'll try to this time. There's not anything going on here, and I'll really be glad to get back to Abilene to get into a routine and get busy because, well, I've been plenty busy here, but not so many, just some different things I'll just be glad to have to do. I haven't seen Roseanne or Clint or heard from them at all. Not since I told you what Sylvia had told me. They haven't decided that apartment's just a little too expensive for them, so they're looking for old furniture now. I'll just be real anxious to see them homecoming. I know they'll work everything out just fine. Clint does have allergies real bad, so I don't imagine that he'll go into the service, but I know that he needs it awfully badly. After he has his physical, I feel like it'll be a lot easier for him to get a job. I guess when he goes to apply now and he tells them that he's scheduled to take his physical at the end of August, they're just not too anxious to hire him at all. So maybe he'll have better luck after he gets that over with. I wanted to tell you so many times, and it just seems like we never found the time, about how I really felt when I saw you in California and everything. And I guess it's not anything that, well, it's just hard for me to put into words. Gary, I never thought I'd ever see you again. I really didn't. But was afraid I might see you in California, especially since I knew you and Pop had been together. And I did have Pop's address, but as I told you, I wasn't going to call him for that very reason. But when I did see you, I knew I still felt a whole lot because, well, you just don't get flustered when you see somebody if you didn't care a lot for them. And then afternoon, when we were with Debbie's relatives, I guess I maybe heard about, well, I heard all the conversation that was going on, and I did take part, but wasn't really interested, but still didn't think I'd see you again. So when you called, I was quite surprised and quite glad to hear your voice. The time from then on until I left was just almost like a whirlwind. I really didn't have time to think a whole lot. I just did what I felt like doing, and I just didn't even think about it. And I think a lot of times if we do that, maybe things will turn out a lot better. But after getting home, as I told you, it wasn't easy. And then I had a lot of time to think, and I did go back and forth quite a bit, not knowing exactly what to do, except knowing all the time that I felt so much for you and hadn't changed my feelings at all. I just wasn't aware of them for a long time. But I'm just so glad that things have worked out the way they have, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed all the time we had together in the mountains and in Friona and here. It just all meant so much, and I just can't even think how it would have been if I hadn't seen you, about how things would be now. It is hard now, but it is all going to be worth it. I promise you that it is. The separation is not good, but it'll do so much for both of us, I know. And you'll see so many more things over there, and it'll help you be a much better person too, if that's possible. But there will be times, as I told you in that letter, when my thinking will seem small to you, because I haven't had the experiences that you have had, and I haven't been able to see the things that you have seen, so I'll need your help an awful lot. I'll try my best to grow up a lot this year. I know I need to, but not change. Still be me, but maybe be able to understand other people's predicaments and their situations a whole lot better. I hope that through this personal work class with the McKnights, if nothing else, at least give me confidence enough that I feel like that I know more what I'm doing and can be more not sure of what I believe, but be able to be sure that other people are interested too. And if nothing else, just get to be better friends and closer to them, because they are such fine, wonderful people. And I just am so thankful every day for all of our friends and all of the fine people that we've been able to get to know. It's hard in the letters to tell you exactly how I feel. And you said you felt like the things you said sounded insincere. Well, they don't at all, but I felt like that maybe the things I said did too to you. But I want you to know that I never would say anything unless I really meant it. And I do. And mean it more so as the days go by. But just read them and believe everything I say, because they are the truth. I enjoyed so much being in Freon, and Janet Clyde were so, so nice to me. And I miss seeing Cheryl and Jimmy this time, but did get a list of everybody's birthday, so maybe I could communicate with them that way. I thought I'd write them a letter, and maybe I'd hear. I told you in the letter that I got a letter from Sonny. I can't tell you how glad it made me feel to know that he had brought me back. I felt like after I'd written him that long letter that maybe I might have said some things that would make him not care to write me back, but he did, and he just made me feel so good about being able to talk to him. I told him I knew I couldn't give him any advice because I wasn't smart or mature enough, but he said he appreciated the things that I had to say, and he knew that there were some things that he had to do. So I just hope more than anything, though, that he can get closer to the church and let God help him work out his problems rather than just depend on them all himself. I don't know when he'll come home. I had hoped maybe he would before I had to go back to school, but it doesn't look like that he will. He has to go to El Paso in mid-November, so maybe he'll be home a week at least before then. And then if not, I guess he'll have a month off before he leaves for Vietnam, so I do hope he'll spend some time with Mother and Daddy then. He said he was looking forward to meeting you and hoped that there'd be a chance that he could look you up when he got over there. He doesn't have any idea where he's going to be or what he'll be doing at all, but is not too enthusiastic about going, I'm afraid. I do hope his attitude changes before he does have to go. We said we'd seen Dale, and your mother told you about how he has, I think, made it a little rougher on his folks. Maybe not, but I just would give anything if his attitude were better. And I'm sure by now that it will have to be for him to endure it. But he is out in the field and everything, and seems to be having it not near as comfortable as you do, but seems to be doing all right. And Beth had told me that Dale was, he even had a mama's on, so I guess that's pretty good when a PFC can have a mama's on to shine his shoes and clean up after him. Nancy will not go to school this fall. I told you in that letter that she's at home and they're saving money. So you made a comment one time about maybe it wasn't such a good idea that she go to Texas, so maybe that she's decided that she won't go at all. I don't know any more news about anybody at school, not after not being there, just not hearing. I haven't heard from Sylvia or anybody, so when I get to Abilene, I know I'll have a lot more news for you about the people that you knew at school. Have you received the ACC today yet? I think there should be one coming out real soon if it hadn't already come out. Mine doesn't come here at home, so I won't know when they come. I'll get it in Abilene. Gary said that he'd be sure and put your name on every single mailing list they have, even those athletic bulletins. So you may be getting all kinds of mail, but at least just to make sure that you at least get something every day. I didn't receive a letter. Let's see, I got one dated the 20th and one dated the 18th. I didn't receive one dated the 19th. Or I don't believe I got one up for the 16th either. So maybe the mail's just late, but it doesn't matter about your not writing. And I just want you to know that I really do mean that about the sleep. Now, this is the third time I've said it, so you really do. If you need to rest, well, you go ahead and you can write me later. I'll try to get another package off before I leave for Abilene, but if not, as soon as I can find some place there where they'll wrap it and mail it for me. I'm kind of spoiled after being able to just take the things in a sack to Hempel's, and they wrap it for mailing, and they don't charge a cent, and then all I have to do is just take it to the post office. So I'll just set up a corner of my own with the wrapping paper and everything, so I can do it there. And I wrapped that package that you got for mail from Fiona, so if that got there all right, well, I guess I'll be able to do a pretty good job. I'm going to give this to Daddy, and he's going to say some thanks to you.
Hi, Gary. When I started to talk, Kay said, no, let me introduce you, so I thought I'd get a formal introduction. Rather than, here's Daddy, I'll let him talk to you. Well, we've been thinking about you. Of course, we read the news. I don't know how much of it is just right, but we do get to hear from you through Kay, and hope you're feeling better. Told us you had the flu. I guess that's where that flu came from, Asian flu. I've only had it once, but boy, I know how you feel because I ached. Well, we've nearly gotten the island where it's presentable. We've gotten it all smoothed off. Still some rocks on it, though. Went out yesterday to plant grass, and did plant the grass. And I had Elgin Young, who sold us the water pump, was coming out to help me with that gasoline generator I had rented. And when we got ready to water, well, the generator was so worn out that it wouldn't turn the pump. Elgin said, I believe you just about leave it up to the Lord. Anyway, still hadn't rained. There's no water on it. However, tomorrow I'm going to try to borrow a gas generator from the West Texas Utility Company. They have one that they use when they got on building these poles where they don't have any juice. And they used it to run the electric grills. I hope it's big enough for us to run our pump. Fellow over at Abilene said something that the boat ought to pull two skiers, ought to go 30 miles an hour. And I told him that now it's getting the point it's hard to get one out, especially if it's Jim Sanders, who don't know anything about it and just holds back. And it didn't go but 30, so I'm going to take it over there and let him see what he can do with it. And I'm going to ride with him on their lake, but maybe we haven't got it adjusted just right. Kay keeps looking at this tape, so I guess she's getting mad of all the tape I'm using up. So I'll turn it back to her.
Gary, we're thinking of you and praying for you every day. It's so good to hear from you. Kay shares her news with us. She really enjoyed being with your family the last few days. I'll tell you one thing, you better watch out. I think they spoil her. They're really sweet to her, and we all appreciate it. She'll soon be gone, and we really will miss her. I hope you're feeling better by now. I assured Kay that you would be well cared for. This is a bad place and time for the flu, but I hope you're much better now. Well, I'll sign off. She says there's just a little tape left.
That squeal you heard in the middle of Daddy's speech was Gigi. That was her way of saying hello, I guess. I had a hold of her foot, and she kind of didn't like it, so she can really squeal loud when she wants to. Well, this is just about all the tape on this side. So, it's about 3:30 Sunday afternoon. So I'll try to get this finished. And Mother said she's going up to mail to by the post office. So she said she'd mail it for me. So I'll get this off today and then write you a letter tonight. I just enjoy so much making the tapes. I thought it'd be a real job at first, but it's so enjoyable being able to tell you all the news, so many things you can't write. and said you can even hear me say and ah and him and ha around. So I hope that doesn't sound too bad on the tape. But I do hope you're feeling better, and just want you to know that I love you very much and am thinking about you all the time. And you're constantly in my prayers, all of our prayers. And I'll really be looking forward to getting settled in Abilene and being able to get busy, and I know the time will go by faster. So until the next tape, I'll see you later. And I do love you very much, and take real good care of yourself and be real careful. And I know things will all work out. We just have trust in God and in faith that He'll work things out for the best. I know that they will. So I'll see you later. Bye-bye. P.S. I forgot to tell you something. I talked to the man, and he's going to record that happy feeling for me Monday. So that's tomorrow, so he'll do that in the morning, and I can get it off to you tomorrow afternoon. So imagine you'll be getting these two tapes just about the same time. He said that he could just put one album on a 3-inch tape, and even then he'd have to cut it maybe one song short, but I know you'll be glad to get it and hear some familiar music. I was going to put The Making of a Marine on a tape, but I just don't see how I could stand to do that. I might put that Cadence on there if you think you'd like that, so be sure and let me know. And I'll see you real soon. I love you. Bye-bye.